大家平安。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Peace be with everybody.
在这个星期五的晚上，我们继续来从士师记当中做我们的学习。
And this evening, we would like to continue our studies from the book of Judges.
在过去，我们已经有两次的机会从士师基甸的身上来做我们今天信仰道路的思考。
And there have been two sessions where we have studied the life of Gideon and how it applies to our lives today.
我们谈到基甸所处的是一个非常悲哀的时代。
And we know that Gideon led in a very dark time.
虽然被称为神的选民。
Although the people were the chosen people of God.
虽然住在应许的美地上。
And although they dwelled in the promised land.
但是却在这美地上面成为异族狩猎欺负的对象。
Yet they were a nation that were often oppressed by the surrounding nations.
原本进入迦南的荣耀。
And the original glory they had when they entered the land.
却在很短的时间之内全部都丢失了。
And in the short period of time, they have lost all their glory.
因为当人离开了神。
Because when men depart from the Lord,
患难就自然临到。
And it is inevitable that evil will come upon them.
在基甸的时代，他们面对强大的米甸人。
In the time of Gideon, they faced the great Midianites.
当众人都屈服，众人都放弃了。
And when all the people have given up.
圣经一开始记载的基甸却是仍然努力的要生存下去。
But the Bible records that Gideon continued to press forward.
当众人都躲藏。
When all the people went into hiding.
圣经上却说基甸仍然在打鼓要那个不是打鼓齁、哦、那个基甸我们看第六章齁、哦、打麦子齁、哦、第十一节齁、
哦。
Thrashing the floor,
thrashing the wheat.
所以在众人都躲藏，众人都害怕。
And when all the people, when they were afraid and they were in hiding.
圣经当中的第一个记载却是基甸在逆境当中仍然努力的要活下去。
And we see that the Bible records how Gideon put the effort to continue to press forward.
所以当神的使者一出现。
So when the messenger of the Lord appeared,
一开始就说大能的勇士用这样子来称呼基甸。
And he said to Gideon, Oh my Lord.
不是大能的勇士 ,Mighty Warrior.
Mighty Warrior.
所以圣经里面好几个地方都用大能的勇士来称呼他。
And the Bible uses the phrase Mighty Man of Valor to describe Gideon.
但是我们其实看基甸并不是有什么非常特殊的地方。
But we noticed that Gideon was not very special.
他也没有超自然的力气。
He did not have supernatural strength.
也不是一个非常会征战的领袖。
He was not a person that was very good at going to war.
也不是什么了不起的战士。
And he was not a war general.
但是圣经里面不断的说他是大能的勇士。
But the Bible continues to mention that he is a mighty man of valor.
因为基甸在逆境当中永远不屈服。
And because in the time of trouble, Gideon never turned away.
所以当神选召基甸出来为他征战。
And so when the Lord chose Gideon to go into war.
神要基甸拆毁他父亲的祭坛。
And he wanted Gideon to go back to his father, father's
那个他的那个偶像的坛哦。
Idol
的那个 altar,
altar
要把它拆掉。
And he was to remove the altar for the idol.
圣经里面说基甸其实是害怕的。
And the Bible records that Gideon was actually afraid.
所以他只有晚上偷偷的去把他那个爸爸的祭坛把它拆掉。
Since he was afraid, he would go in the nighttime to remove the altar of his father.
所以我们上次有谈到在我们的印象里面。
And so from last time, from our memory,
在我们的印象里面，勇士应该就很厉害呀。
And in our mind, a mighty man of valor is very strong.
谁挡着我的路，我就把他打倒。
Whoever is in his way, he will be able to remove him.
谁阻碍我的事，我就把他杀掉。
If whoever stops his business, he will move them aside.
我们都觉得说，这个才叫做真正的勇士啊。
And we recognize this as a as a mighty man.
啊，但是我们看到的基甸却是一位很胆小的勇士。
But we see that he was a warrior that was very timid.
啊，其实很多事情他都非常害怕。
And he was very scared in many aspects.
但是为什么神称他勇士
？But why did the Lord call him the mighty man of valor？
就是他从来没有在自我的，他有情绪，但是他没有被自我的情绪所打倒。
He had emotions, but he was not taken over by his emotions.
啊，他虽然害怕
，although he was afraid，
但是因为是神吩咐的，害怕一样去做。
But since it is the commandment of God, he continued to follow through.
啊，在神的眼中，这才是真正的勇士啊。
And in the eyes of God, this is a mighty man of valor.
我们人每个人都有自己的情绪
，and today we have our own emotions，
也有各自的弱点
，and we all have our own weaknesses.
我们都有我们的局限，我们的 limitation.
We all have our limitations.
啊，但是一个真正信仰上的勇士
，But if you are a true spiritual warrior，
啊，却能够为了神所吩咐的事来克服自己的软弱，来超越自己的弱点。
And、for the sake of the work of God, then you are willing to go around your weaknesses and your own emotions。
那在神眼中，你就是大能的勇士了。
And、then in the eyes of God, then you are a mighty man of valor。
我们今天来看第七章。
Today, let us study from chapter 7.
我们请翻到士师记的第七章。
The book of Judges, chapter 7.
第七章的第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
耶路巴利就是基甸，他和一切跟随的人早晨起来，在哈律泉旁安营，米甸营在他们北边的平原，靠近摩利冈。第二节。
Verse 2.
神对基甸说，跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在他们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大说，是我们自己的手救了我们。第三节。现在你要向这些人宣告说，凡惧怕胆怯的可以离开基列山回去。于是有22000人回去，只剩下10000。第四节。神对基甸说，人还是过多，你要带他们下到水旁，我好在那里为你试试他们，我指点谁说这人可以同你去，他就可以同你去，我指点谁说这人不可同你去，他就不可同你去。第五节。
Verse 5.
基甸就带他们下到水旁，神对基甸说，凡用舌头舔水像狗舔的，要使他单站在一处；凡跪下喝水的，也要使他单站在一处。第六节。
Verse 6.
于是用手捧着舔水的有300人，其余的都跪下喝水。第七。
Verse 7.
神对基甸说，我要用这舔水的300人拯救你们，将米甸人交在你手中，其余的人都可以各归各处。第八节。这300人就带着食物和脚，其余的以色列人基甸都打发他们各往各的帐篷，只留下这300人，米甸营在他下边的平原里啊。啊，在这里我们看到神要帮助以色列人。
And here the Lord wants to aid the Israelites.
所以神吩咐基甸要带领百姓去跟敌人征战。
And so the Lord commanded Gideon to lead his people into war against the Midianites.
啊，但是这场征战却非常的不同。
And however, this type of war was a very different one.
啊，原本以色列人面对强大的米甸人，人手已经不足了。
And originally, when they were going to go face the Midianites, that they already had a lacking of people.
啊，但是在这个时候，神却对基甸说，跟随你的人太多了。
But at this time, the Lord said to Gideon, "There are too many men with you."
原本敌人已经非常的多。
There is already a great number of enemies.
啊，好像海边的沙一样。
They are like the sand in the beach.
米甸人来了，东方民族也来了。
When the Midianites come, there are many nations from the east.
哦，所以相比之下，以色列人只是小小的一群。
So in comparison, the Israelites are a small group of people.
啊，但是当基甸来到啊，当基甸来到这个哈律泉旁边来安营。
But when Gideon came to encamp beside the well of Herod,
哦，准备要跟敌人征战的时候
，when they're preparing to wage war,
啊，神却对基甸说，人太多了， 不需要这么多人。
The Lord said to Gideon, the men are too many, we do not need that many.
哦，所以到最后东山西剪最后只剩下300人而已。
And after the Lord's selection, there was 300 men left.
哦，从3万多人到最后剩下300人对付敌人。
And there were about 30,000 and they were left with 300.
啊，却靠着这300人打出了一场历史上难以想象的伟大战争。
And with 300 men, they fought a war that was considered great in history.
啊，因为神要基甸知道一件事。
Because the Lord wanted Gideon to understand one point.
就是征战的胜败从来不在于人数的多寡。
It is that the outcome of the war is not dependent on the number of men that you have.
而是在神的手中。
Yet the war But the war is in the hands of God.
哦，所以神如果不帮助你，
so the Lord does not help you.
你就算有许多大能的勇士，
if you have many mighty warriors,
你就算有众多的百姓，
if you have many people to fight,
如果神没有与我们同在，
if the Lord is not with us,
啊，到最后所付出的努力是看不到任何的成果。
At the end, all your efforts will be in vain. You will see no result.
啊，不管是在信仰上的征战，
and whether this is in a spiritual warfare.
啊，或者是在我们自己家庭的建立
or is it on the establishment of our family?
啊，或者是谈到教会圣工的发展
or if it's talking about the development of the Holy Word.
圣经里面都一直给我们一个相同的观念
The Bible provides us with the same concept.
就是不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能
It's not by our abilities or not by our strength.
只有依靠神的灵方能成事
It is only through the Spirit of God can we develop.
哦，所以神对基甸说不需要3万多人。
And so the Lord told Gideon, we do not need 30,000 people.
如果相信神，依靠神，300人就够了。
If you have the faith and believe in God, 300 is enough.
啊，但是我们今天要问自己一个问题啊。
But today we need to ask ourselves.
啊，说啊，从这个众多的人当中，最后只挑选300人。
From the so many people, there was only 300 selected.
使得这300人在这项伟大的事工当中被纪念在圣经里面。
And these 300 men were remembered for their great work in the Bible.
有机会来参与这个跨时代伟大的一刻。
And they were able to take part in this history.
啊，所以我们今天在我们的人生路上。
So today in our journey life.
常常教会有机会，圣工上有需要。
And there's a need for us in the holy work.
啊，但是我们不见得是这300人当中的一个啊。
But we may not be the one among the 300.
我们现在的社会啊，都要讲究公平。
Today in society, we emphasize on fairness.
然后要考虑大家的感受。
And we must consider how everybody feels.
哦，所以啊，像现在啊，我们很多时候都是人人有奖，大家很棒。
And so today we emphasize that everybody must win be known for something. Everybody is good.
啊，不久之前，我们家孩子在学校有运动会。
And not too long ago, my kids they had a sports day at school.
啊，结果啊，颁奖的时候啊，颁第一名、第二名，还有第三名有奖。
And the first three winners were awarded.
哦，很不错哦，第一名、第二名、第三名都有哦。
And first, second, third place, they all received an award.
啊，只是你不知道是啊，总共就只有分成三队而已啊。
But the thing is that there's only actually three teams.
哦，所以不管你是第一队、第二队、第三队，你都会上台领奖啊。
No matter if you're in the first group, second group, or third group, you all win.
啊，这个就是我们现代的社会啊，为什么怕人家心里不舒服，怕小孩受到创伤啊
？And this is the society today because we are afraid that we might hurt someone if we do not award.
所以像我们现在宗教教育的这个结业式也是这样啊。
And same with the RE year-end award ceremony.
一定要最后弄到人人有奖，大家很棒啊。
It must be that all the students receive an award.
哇，要想尽办法，老师啊，宗教人想尽办法找一个奖的名，找一个名称，一定要给每个孩子都有一个奖。
So the teachers had to think of something that they can award every student with.
为什么？
And why is that?
你不这样做啊，等一下父母就打电话来了，你为什么没有给我小孩？我小孩心里很受伤，现在在家里哭啊，你怎么办？给他咯。
And because the parents may call later that saying that their student, they are hurt, because they did not get an award.
啊，是啦，现在的父母亲对孩子非常敏感。
And today, parents are very sensitive towards their children.
啊，但是啊，人人有奖真的是一个正确的观念吗？
But is it correct that everybody should receive an award?
社会怎么做，那是社会的事情。
And if this is how society works.
你家里怎么安排，那是你自己的选择。
And if this is how it works in your family.
但是请不要把这种观念带到教会的事工上。 上面。
But do not bring this type of concept into a holy work.
圣经里面从来没有说三万人大家一起上，人人能够占一个篇幅。
And the Bible does not record that all 30,000 men were able to participate.
神说你们回去只留下被拣选的。
The Lord says to the rest of you can depart. I have selected 300.
十二个使徒里面常常都是彼得、雅各、约翰跟着耶稣。
And out of the 12 disciples, it's often Peter, James, and
彼得、雅各、Peter, James, and John.
Peter, James, and John following Jesus.
你看啊，那个上山也是他们进到屋子里面叫死人复活，都是彼得、雅各、约翰。
And those are the same disciples that they follow Jesus to perform miracles.
啊，你不觉得很奇怪吗？
And do you not think it is weird?
啊，你不会觉得很不公平吗？
Do you not think this is unfair?
信仰的路上，侍奉主的路上，没有什么叫做公平的。
And in this journey of faith, there is no such thing as fairness.
你想要跟着主耶稣上山，你就要像彼得、像雅各、像约翰。
And if you want to go up to the mountain where Lord Jesus, then you must be like these disciples.
你要上战场，被神所纪念，为主留下伟大的服事，你就要像这三百个人一样，就是这样子。
And if you want to have a glory left behind with you, then you must be like these disciples.
所以我们不要把社会的观念跟人的想法一直要想尽带进教会里面来。
And so do not continually try to think about how we can bring the concepts in society into the church.
有时候我看有些教会啊，他们在选那个宗教教育的老师的时候非常头痛啊。
And there are a lot of churches, they have a headache when they're choosing RE teachers.
因为有时候啊，这个青年就是不应该用。
And there are times,
不能用。
Because this youth cannot be used.
可是啊，又在那里挣扎，又在那里讨论，为什么？哎呀，这个不用他，他会很难过，不用他，他会生气哦，不用他，他说不定就不来教会了。
I mean, they often debate because maybe if we do not allow this youth to participate in holy work, they will be hurt and depart from the church.
而且啊，你看，你让这个青年教宗教教育，没有让他做，他会不舒服，他会不公平哎。
And if you don't allow them to participate in holy work, they will feel uncomfortable.
所以我们到底是要向谁负责
？And so who do we be responsible?
你是要向那个青年负责，还是要向他的爸妈负责
？Are you responsible towards the RE student, RE teacher, or the parent?
还是你在安排教会的圣工，要对天上的神负责，对教教会的小孩负责？
Or are you responsible towards our heavenly father and the students of this church?
啊，当然这样子讲，这样子的讲，这样子说这些话，很多人听了心里会很不舒服啊。
And of course, if you hear these words, many people may feel uncomfortable.
但是我们今天在做教会的事工的安排。
But today, when we are doing scheduling in the church,
我们从来不是要让人高兴啊 ，make people happy 啊，那不是我们的责任啊。
We are never to make people happy.
我们是要让神满意啊。
And we are allowing God to be satisfied.
哦，所以啊，不可能说啊，因为啊，为了怕他不舒服，所以所有的大家通通都可以参与啊。
And so we must not say that everybody is able to participate.
因为有人适合，有人不适合。
Because some may be suitable for the work, and some
有人能做，有人不能做。
And some are not qualified for the work.
哦，所以我们今天啊，今天作为教会的青年。
And so today as the youth in the church.
你不是在那里生气，为什么没有选你
？And you are not to be angry because you are not selected.
你是要自我检讨，下次我一定要被选上。
You must conduct a self-examination and to better ourselves.
这才是我们今天在神的家中教会侍奉当中正确的心态。
And this is the right mentality in the house of the Lord and in terms of our servitude.
32,000人到了基甸的面前。
And 32,000 men came before Gideon.
神最后只留下300个出去征战而已。
God only left 300 behind to go to war.
所以我们不用为其他的人感到难过。
And so we must not be feel bad for the others.
我们只要确定我们可以成为那300个人当中的一个。
We must be assured that we are part of the 300 men.
那如果我们每个人都能够努力像这300个人一样。
If we all put forth the effort and we are like the 300 men.
那到最后教会里面人人像这300人，人人都能服侍神。
Then the people in the church will all be like the 300 and we can serve the Lord.
哦，所以这个是从圣经里面告诉我们的观念。
And so this is a concept that we must learn from the Bible.
事工从来不是人人有奖。
And in terms of work, not everybody is rewarded.
要服侍，你要有准备，并且付出代价。
And you must put forth the responsibility and do preparation in order to do the work.
那在这里怎么样选出这300人来呢？
And so how do they select 300 people?
我们来看一下他们选择的方式，做我们今天努力的目标。
Let us look at the method of selection to learn from today.
我们看回来第七章。
Let us turn back to the book of Judges chapter 7.
啊，第七章的第二节。
Chapter 7 verse 2.
他说啊，神对基甸说，跟随你的人太多， 我不能将米甸人交在你们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大说是我们自己的手救了我们。所以在这里呀，第一个选择出现的要求哦。
And the first requirement for selection is mentioned here.
为什么神要把人为什么神要把人数降下来？
So why did the Lord want to decrease the number of men?
因为神知道，当人自高自大，就看不到神的拯救。
Because when they know the Lord knows that when men are puffed up, they do not see the work of the Lord.
所以选择的关键，这一场征战得救的关键。
And so the critical point in winning this war.
第一个就是从我们当中除掉自高自大的态度。
And so the first one is to remove any people that have this that are arrogant.
哦，所以啊，当你有30,000多人的时候
，when there are 30,000 people,
你就觉得说啊，哇，我旁边都是人哎，哎，我们蛮厉害的啊。
And you feel like there are people around me, we are pretty strong.
哦，所以啊，别人说冲我就冲，别人说打我就打。
When people charge ahead, I go along. When people strike, I strike.
啊，但是当你只有300人呢
？However, when you are only down to 300 men,
你左看右看，就我们这些啦。
And when you look to your left and right, you realize you only have a few people.
一紧张一害怕，就赶快祷告呼求神了，不是吗
？And when you're worried, when you're scared, you cry out to the Lord.
哦，所以啊，在一个团体当中，当团体里面有这种自高自大的态度
，And so in the group, if you have people that are very puffed up,
我们人很多。
And we have many people.
我们能力很强。
And we have a great ability of power.
我们经济很好。
And we have good finances.
所以不管教会要做什么事工，要钱有钱，要人有人。
No matter if we need money, we have, and if we have people, we lack manpower, we have people.
那我们在处理教会事工当中，常常最后就是看到自己呀。
Then when we are taking care of holy work, everything we see that is ourselves.
啊，圣工完成了。
And when we complete the work,
你说，哎，其实你看嘛，我们很厉害的、啊。
And you say we're actually pretty good.
你看，我们各种恩赐的人全备。
We have sufficient talents all around us.
你看，我们教会最不怕的就是砸钱。
And we do not fear of anything that has to do with finance.
哦，所以啊，到最后啊，圣工完成，从来不会感谢神，只会觉得说，你看我们很棒。
And when the work is completed, you do not give thanks to God, you only see yourself.
哦，所以在这里第一个告诉我们的是
，And so the first thing here it tells us,
教会要发展，属灵征战要成功，要看到神为我们征战。
In order for the church to grow, in order for us to be successful, we need to see the Lord.
首先要从我们当中除掉这种我们很厉害的这种观念。
We must remove any concepts or belief that we are very strong.
有时候我们发现啊，当教会里面的教会里面的有能力的人很多。
Sometimes we look at our group and our church, we see that there are many people with many
talents. 通常啊，那个有能力的人很多，常常那个开会都开不完的。
And usually, if there are people that are very talented, the meetings go on for a long time.
为什么？因为每个人都有办法，每个人都有两把刷子，每个人都有自己成功的模式。
And because many people have their own method of success, they want to share during the
meeting. 所以开会当中从来不是沟通。
And so when they're in the meeting, it is never communication.
只是努力要说服别人。
It is to convince other people to go along.
因为我觉得我最对啊。
Because you believe you are the most correct.
因为我觉得我的方法最好，我最聪明哎。
You believe you have the best method. You are the smartest.
哦，你有 PhD， 我有社会上的成就。
And you have a PhD degree. I have a success in the society.
哦，所以啊，每个人都想说服别人，每个人都想要强调自己的想法。
So many people want to emphasize their own opinion to convince others.
啊，到最后啊，常常啊，一个简单的议题啊，开会开来开去啊，就开得没完没了啊。
At the end, one point can be can be discussed for a
long time. 你不服我，我也不想听你。
And you do not agree with me, I do not want to also want to bend to you.
哦，所以啊，当教会当中非常看重于这种所谓的才干、能力或者是恩赐。
And so when the church emphasizes too much on the gifts or the ability of one person,
到最后教会的圣工好像个人表演的舞台。
Then it feels like in the church, the church is like a place to showcase your talent.
你最后就只有看到个人的耀眼光芒，却失去了神从上面帮助的力量。
You see the abilities of men, but yet you don't see that it is God that is guiding from above.
啊，到最后教会的圣工好像放烟火一样，蹦蹦蹦，非常热闹，一转眼毫无实质啊。
And then you see the holy work in the church is like fireworks, yet there is no result.
啊，所以啊，我们今天要回到原点。
And so today we must go back to the point.
哦，不是说教会里面不能有 有不能够有成功的，或者是有能力的，或者是有知识的，不是啊。
It's not saying that the church cannot be, cannot have people that are talented or very knowledgeable.
而是不管什么人来参与教会的圣工。
It is that whoever comes to participate in holy work
都要认知到自己的不足跟软弱。
They must understand that they are incomplete and they are weak.
好像保罗所说的啊。
It is like what Paul said.
保罗说啊，我什么时候软弱，我就靠主成为刚强。
And Paul says, whenever I'm weak, I rely on God to be strong.
啊，但是我们如果常常觉得自己很刚强，在神眼里就变得非常软弱。
But if we are strong in our own eyes, then in the eyes of God, we are weak.
所以这是我们第一个要谨慎的。
And so this is a warning. This is the first warning.
神说啊，不要这么多人，免得自高自大，以为是自己的能力拯救了自己啊。
Then the Lord said, there are too many of you, lest Israel claim glory for itself.
啊，第二个，我们看回来第七章。
For number two, let us look back to chapter 7.
第三节。
Let us look at verse 3.
啊，这里说，现在你们要向这些人宣告说，凡惧怕胆怯的，可以离开基列山回去。于是有22,000人回去了。在这里第二个要求。
And here, the second requirement.
啊，说啊，这个软弱的、胆怯的，你们就回去吧。
And those that are fearful and afraid, you can leave.
而且你看哦，基甸讲完这句话啊，22,000人通通都跑掉了。
And after Gideon had said this, 22,000 of the people left.
那就想一想啊，那这些人到底是来干嘛的
？So you think, what are these people here for then?
为什么这30,000多人会聚在一起，但是基甸一句话，20,000多人就全部跑掉了
？Why are there about 30,000 people here yet? 22,000 people departed.
他们还没有跟敌人打仗哦。
They have not went to war with the enemy yet.
现在只是看到敌人而已。
At this point, they have only seen the enemy.
看到，因为他们的位置哈，他们的位置跟敌人其实没有很远。
And because their position is not too far away from the enemy.
从哈律泉到摩利冈哈，这个地方大概5公里左右而已啊。
And from the well of Herod and the camp of the Midianites, it was only about
five kilometers. 哦，所以以距离来讲啊，其实非常的近啊。
And so from the speaking of distance, it is actually very close.
就是以军队打仗来讲，那个五公里是非常非常的近啊。
5 kilometers is actually really close when it comes to.
哦，所以当以色列人来到哈律泉，他们已经可以看得到。可以看得到敌人满山遍野的军队了。
And so when the people came to the well of Herod, they can see how big they and how great their enemies were.
哦，所以啊，还没有打仗，只是看到就软脚。
And so before they even went to war, when they saw the enemy, they were afraid.
哦，所以啊，这个基甸就说啊，那个胆怯的、害怕的哦，想回家的，现在赶快走。结果两万两千人就跑掉了。
And Gideon told them, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart. And 22,000 people left.
啊，应该讲说还好他们有走掉哦。
And it seems like it is a good thing that they left.
要不然齁，如果真的啊，两军对阵，打到一半，突然20,000多人转头就跑，你看基甸要怎么办？
And if they had went to war with 20, these people and 22,000 all of a sudden just left during the war.
哦，所以我们有一句话说啊，不怕很厉害的对手，就怕像猪一样的队友嘛，对不对
？And so we have to say that we are not afraid of a great opponent, but we are afraid of wacky teammates.
哦，说敌人很强，没关系，跟他打。
And if the enemy is very strong, it's okay, we can fight on.
但是啊，很差劲的队友会在最重要的时候，在你肋旁给你插上一刀啊。
But if you have wacky teammates, they will stab you in the back.
哦，所以啊，在这里说啊，胆怯的你回家吧。
And so he said, those who are fearful, you can depart.
哦，在这里告诉我们说，今天在事工当中。
And so it tells us today when we are serving.
如果缺乏了属灵的勇气。就没有办法留在战场里面为神打美好的仗。
Today, if we do not have the spiritual courage to remain on the battlefield, then we will not be able to fight a good fight for the Lord.
是你可能出来了。
And sure, you may come out to war.
你为什么出来
？And why did you come out?
这两万两千人为什么出来
？Why did the 22,000 people come out?
不知道啊。
And they do not know.
可能别人出来，我就跟着走啊，盲从。
And perhaps they were just followers.
哦，就是啊，很习惯啊，哎，好多人去啊，我也跟着去啊，不知道大家要干嘛，就跟着去啦。
And they're like blind people that followed because everybody's going the same direction.
哦，结果跟啊，一路跟还要，我们要去哪？要去哪？很热闹嘛，很有趣嘛。
And it may seem exciting, and they just followed along.
结果啊，走到哈利泉，差点没有昏倒啊！怎么对面这么多人啊
？And when they got to the wall of Herod, they saw their enemies, and they almost fainted because.
所以教会的事工不需要盲从的人。
And so we do not need these type of people in in terms of holy work.
你我必须要很清楚我们为什么在这里。
We must be clear why we are here.
为什么信耶稣？
Why do we believe in Lord Jesus?
为什么要聚会？
Why do we come to service?
为什么有灵修？
Why do we need to cultivate ourselves?
为什么参与圣工？
Why do we participate in holy work?
为什么应该奉献？
Why must we offer tithe?
我说，信仰最怕就是啊，都是跟着别人走，自己从来没有思考过。
It is very scary when we follow, just follow and not know why we are here.
到最后，神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，但是神不是你自己的神。
At the end, God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yet, you is not your God.
好像保罗讲说，有人信主多年，什么都不知道，不懂道理啊。
So Paul said, and there are believers that believe for many years, yet they do not know the truth.
哦，所以啊，今天我们的信仰路不能够只是人云亦云的这样很盲目的，就是哦。大家做我就做，大家走我就走啊。
And so today in our faith, we cannot follow blindly, just and follow what people do.
哦，就像这些22,000人莫名其妙的跟着上战场。
And it is like these 22,000 people that they just followed along to the battlefield.
最后看到敌人胆怯的只会逃跑。
When they saw the enemy, they were fearful and they left.
那为什么他们会离开？
And why did they end up leaving?
第二个原因是他们没有把这当做自己的事啊。
The second is that they did not see this as their own duty.
他说啊，如果今天你把这个国家当作自己的国家，
Today, if you see this country as your own,
你也知道这场战争失败的结果，
and you know the consequences of losing this war,
你看到后面就是你的家人孩子。
Behind you, you see your country, you see your family and kids.
他说啊，当你知道说你不能够失败，因为你一失败，你的家人就要面临毁灭。
And because you know that if you are not, you are not victorious, then your family will vanish.
那这样子，基甸逼你走，你都不会走啊。
Then Gideon, if he forces you, then he will not go.
啊，但是为什么他们会离开？
But why did these people depart?
跟我没有关系吧。
Because they decided it has nothing to do with.
啊，我什么都不知道，赶快跑啊，让基甸去处理吧。基甸比较厉害啊。
Because he allowed Gideon to just take care of the matter.
他没有把这一件，他没有把这场这是国战哦，他没有把这场战争当做自己国家的战争。
Because they did not see this battle as a battle for their own nation.
他也没有看到这场战争是在保卫自己的家园。
And they did not see this battle as the one that will protect their families.
事不关己，高高挂旗，跟我无关，赶快回家。
And they did not see this as their own personal matter, and it has nothing to do with them, so they left.
说这种人也没有资格站立在神的战场上面。
And so these type of people are not qualified to stand in the army of the Lord.
哦，所以啊，我们今天在服侍神啊。
So today in our servitude,
哦，什么样的人会离开属灵的战场？
What type of people will depart from the spiritual battlefield?
第一个就是搞不清楚、盲从啊，不知道自己在干什么的人啊。
First is the blind; they do not know what they're doing.
不知道信仰的目标。
They do not know the goal of their life.
也不知道侍奉的价值。
They do not know the value of servitude.
哦，所以因为没有自己没有定见，不知道自己在干什么，所以压力一到就离开了。
Because they are not rooted and they do not, when the pressure arises, they will leave.
啊，第二个就是无心，没有心啊。
And second is that they do not have the heart.
因为你没有把这当作大事。
Because you do not see this as an important matter to you.
没有把教会的圣工当作你生命中的大事。
You do not see the matters of the church as something that is important in your life.
哦，所以啊，啊，没有关系啦，教会啊，这么多人，差我一，多我一个不多啦，没有我也没有关系啊。
And you think to yourself that there are so many people in the church, if without me, they can still survive.
哦，所以啊，教会许多的圣工，但是你悠悠哉哉的就离开了。
And there are many work to be done, but yet you leave.
哦，当你带着当一个人带着这种心呐、啊，这样的心呐、啊、
，when a person has this type of heart,
啊，就没有资格站在神的战场上面。
They are not qualified to stand in the battlefield of the Lord.
啊，更没有资格享受最后得胜的荣耀。
They do not have the ability to receive the glory of victory.
哦，所以我们看在尼希米记里面啊、哦。
And so if we look in the book of Nehemiah,
我们来看尼希米记的第四章。
Let's look at the book of Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记第四章哦。
The book of Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记第四章的第十四节啊。
Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
他说我查看了就起来对贵胄官长和其余的人说不要怕他们。当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战哦。所以在这里啊，尼希米跟他们讲哦。
So here Nehemiah tells the people,
告诉这些百姓说，你没有退路啊，你一步都不能退啊。
You must not depart.
因为后面就是你的兄弟、你的妻子、你的儿女、你的家产，你所有的一切就在那里啦。
You must not back down because behind you are your sons, your daughters, your wives.
你想逃去哪里
？Where do you want to flee to？
你想要躲去哪里
？Where shall you hide？
这一场战争失败，你就一无所有。
If we lose this war, then you have nothing left.
你不用保护你的儿女吗？
Do you not need to protect your children?
你不用照顾你的家人吗
？Do you not need to protect your family?、
哦、所以尼希米对百姓说啊
，So Nehemiah tells the people,
这场征战不是你的问题呀、啊，不是只有你一个人呐、
啊。This war not only is responsible,
是你在为你自己的家园征战啊。
You are fighting for your brethren, your children, your wives.
所以你一步都不能退啊。
And so you may not back down.
我们的弟兄姐妹，你千万不要忘记啊。
And so our brothers and sisters, we must not forget.
我们今天面对信仰跟面对圣公的态度，直接影响到我们的妻子、我们的儿女、我们的家业。
The attitude we put forth holy work directly influences our children, our families.
有一个很有恩赐的弟兄跟我说啊。
There was a gifted member that once told me.
他说我不会做传道啊。
He said, I will not be a preacher.
为什么他不会做传道？
Why will he not be a preacher?
因为他从小他爸爸跟他在家里也常常抱怨教会这个人不好那个人不好这个人讨厌那个人讨厌啊。
Because often, when he was young, his father would often complain about different people within the church.
哦，所以他从小环境里面所接受到的讯息就是教会的人很讨厌。
And so the message that he received since young was that people in the church are very annoying.
啊，他只跟我说啊，我还能够在教会就不错了。
So he told me that it is already good enough that I can stay in the church.
他爸爸在跟他讲这些的时候，只是一种抱怨，只是一种情绪的发泄。
And so when his father was telling them, it was actually just an emotional rant.
却没想到啊，这种随便乱讲话影响到孩子未来信仰的一生。
And yet this rant influenced his son for the rest of his life.
哦，今天父母亲不重视教会，你怎么期望孩子重视信仰？
And so if the parents do not care for the church, how do you expect your kids to value their spirituality?
今天父母亲不重视教会的圣工，你怎么鼓励孩子来为主发光？
And so if the parents do not value the church and the holy work, how will your children shine for the Lord?
你今天父母亲在信仰上不敢为主牺牲勇敢，你能够期望孩子看到什么样的榜样？
And so if as parents, if you're unwilling to sacrifice for the church, then what kind of example do you leave for your children?
打属灵的战争是在为儿女家人留下榜样。
And so when you're fighting the spiritual warfare, you are leaving an example for your children and your household.
哦，所以你要退去哪里？
And so where will you flee to?
你还想要躲到哪里？
Where do you want to hide?
哦，所以你看到有些年轻人哦。
And so we see some of the young people.
有些年轻人啊，结完婚之后就大发热心。
And so some youths after their marriage, they become very fervent.
原本啊，对教会啊，爱来不来啊，教会圣工也都没有再参加的。
And some of the youths that they were very lukewarm in terms of the servitude.
哎，但是因为娶或嫁了一个好的配偶。
But after they married someone that was good.
因为为了要为儿女留下好的榜样。
Because they want to leave a good example for the children.
所以就开始了一个完全不一样的信仰态度。
And so they began a new attitude in terms of their faith.
这个叫做被拣选的勇士。
And this is called the chosen warrior.
叫做300人为主征战。
And you are part of the 300 that is going to fight for the Lord.
因为这场战争，你要为你的孩子打下一个漂亮的榜样。
And because in this war, you are going to leave behind a beautiful example for your children.
所以你不胆怯啊。
And so you are not afraid.
哦，当基甸说啊，胆怯的回家，你说我怎么可能回家？
And when Gideon says the fearful may leave, you will say, I have no fear.
我的孩子在看着我。
My children are watching me.
我的家人靠我保护。
And my family is relying on me.
神所赐给我的产业就在我的背后。
And the possession that the Lord has given to me is behind me.
所以我一步都不能退让。
Therefore, I'll not even back down one step.
所以记住，胆怯的回家。
So you must remember the fearful, well, you can go home.
但是为主勇敢，为家人勇敢的，就会留下名来。
But those that are courageous for the Lord and strong for the family, you may stay.
那第三，我们看回来第七章哦。
Number three, let us look at chapter 7.
第七章的第五节。
Judges chapter 7 verse 5.
第五节，神对基甸说，凡用舌头舔水，像狗舔水的，使他单独站一处。凡跪下喝水的，使他单独站一处啊！第三个，这是第三个要求啊。
Here's the third requirement.
哦，所以啊，他们集合这些百姓啊，一整这样，这样子把他们带到河边。
So they took the remaining people and they brought them to the lake.
啊，到了河边之后，就是让他们喝水。
and to the river, and they wanted them to drink the water.
两种不同喝水的方式决定最后有没有资格征战。
And their method of drinking water will determine whether they are selected or not.
他说在这里有两种喝水的方法。
And there are two methods of drinking water here.
一种就是看到水，整个人就趴下去了。
And there, the first method is that when you see water, you go towards it.
另外一种是啊，用手捧上来之后再来喝的。
The first method is you put your face into the water, and the second one is you bring the water with your hand and
drink
from the hand.
捧上来喝的留下来。
And those that have brought the water in their hands to drink,
整个趴到河里去的就回家。
Those that put their entire face in the water, you may leave.
我们会觉得说这个选择的方式也很奇怪啊。
So we may think that this way of selection is very interesting.
但是这是第三个要求，也是有它的意思在里面的。
And this is the third requirement, yet there's a special meaning behind it.
我们不要忘记，我们刚讲说他们离米甸的营。只有五公里而已哦，五公里左右而已哦。
And we must remember that their camp is only 5 kilometers away from.
五公里多少？三迈嘛，对不对？三迈左右哈。
5 kilometers about 3 miles.
哦，就距离军队来讲，距离很近呐。
And in terms of armies, this is very close.
骑兵冲锋一下子就到啦。
The army charges forward, they will encounter each other.
所以基甸的营跟米甸人的营距离很近。
The camp of the Israelites and the Midianites, they were very close.
这个时候去喝水啦。
And so at this time, they were going to drink water.
有些人啪就下去了。
Some people put their face into the water to drink.
有些人却用手捧起来，而且舔着喝啊。
And some people use their hands to drop water and then drink from their hands.
两种喝法带来是两种完全不一样的结果。
And the two methods of drinking led to different results.
因为当你趴着喝，你的整个注意力就在水里面啊。脑袋都进水里了。
And because you put your face to the water like a dog, then you're focused on the water.
然后啊，就是喝到饱，喝到满啊，就这样往里面喝啊。
Because once you put your face to the water, then you keep drinking until you're full.
但是这跪着用手捧水的人呢
？But those people that brought their water, drew the water.
慢慢喝，而且可以观察四周的状况。
They are alert and they can see what are the things that are happening around them.
所以第一个就从这里看到一个人对四维环境的敏感。
And so here we may see that a person's sensitivity to their environment.
他们这时候不是在城池里面。
And they are not in a very in a safe place.
不是在城市里面哦。
They're not in a city.
也没有什么保护哦，就是马上就旁边就是敌人呢。
They are right next to their enemies.
但是啊，这一些大部分的人啊，敌人就在旁边，却完全没有任何的警戒。
But some people, since even though the enemies are so close, they are not alert.
敌人过来，你那个趴在水里的人，你根本不知道啊。
And if you have face down into the water, if the enemy comes, you
等你发现敌人的时候，你要爬起来，已经来不及了。
And when you see the enemy, when you come up from the water, then it may be too late.
神说这种话也不要啊。
And the Lord said, these type of people I do not want.
对环境不敏感。
Those are not sensitive to the environment.
对敌人没有警戒。
And they are not alert where the enemies are.
所以这种人也不能够服侍神啊。
These type of people cannot serve the Lord.
所以我们今天在属灵的服事道路上面，必须要对魔鬼的攻击、魔鬼的伎俩、世界的引诱要敏感啊！要知道说我们的敌人其实离我们非常的近，随时要保持警戒的态度。所以当敌人一出动，你马上就发现。
And so when enemies are about to strike, you will realize.
你是半跪着，一下马上就可以站起来。
When you're kneeling, then you can stand up pretty quickly.
然后抽出武器，马上就可以开始保护自己。
You can draw out your weapon and to protect yourself.
他说神要用这种人啊。
The Lord wants to use these type of people.
所以今天我们在信仰的路上，一定要常常警戒自己。
And so in this journey of faith, we must often examine ourselves.
而且要常常有灵修的功夫。
And we must often cultivate ourselves.
他说灵修的功夫啊，就是跪在那边啊，喝水，但是随时准备拔出刀来。
And when it comes to cultivation, we are drinking water. Yeah, we can draw out our weapon.
所以不管魔鬼在什么时候要来攻击你，你都预备好了要拔刀与他相对。
So whenever Satan is ready to attack us, we are ready to defend at all times.
但是如果你觉得啊，随便啦，没关系啦，都可以啦，没事啦，你就趴下去了。
But if you are not very careful, and then you decide to put your face in the water,
当你失去了警醒的心，只有两个结果。
When you lose this heart of alertness, then there are two results.
第一个结果就是神不用你，说你回家吧。
The first is that the Lord will not use you. You can go.
第二个结果就是你留在战场，结果被敌人一刀砍死，就是这样子而已。
And the second result is that you will die on the battlefield.
失去警醒的人参与圣功是个灾难。
And it is a disaster if you are not alert and you participate in holy work.
因为可能会参与圣工，最后倒在圣工当中。
And because you may participate, yeah, you are that is your failure.
哦，所以要警醒，要灵修。
And so we must be cultivate and to be alert.
啊，第二，为什么不能趴下去喝水呢
？What is the second reason for us not to bend or put our face in the water?
以色列人从一早集合，然后赶走人到河边，他们在沙漠在旷野已经很累了。
And so the Israelites, they had already had a long day and they're very tired in the wilderness.
当你又累又饥又渴，结果看到你前面有一条清凉的河水。
And so when you are in the wilderness and you are tired and you are thirsty and you see a water before you.
哇，你最想做的就是啊，跳到里面去啊，哦，好好的凉快一下，不是吗？
And the thing you want to do is that you want to jump into this water and to relax.
好啦，基甸再看不能跳进去，那至少把头泡到里面凉一下也可以啊。
Let me tell yourself, well, Gideon is watching me, so I can't jump in, but I put my head in the water.
大家都很累。
Everybody is tired.
大家都很热。
Everybody is very hot.
大家都很渴。
And they are all thirsty.
但是有的人就 giving, 就是随着自己的肉体上的需要就泡到水里去了。
But some give in to their material, physical needs and jump into the water.
有的人却能够压制自己的欲望，还是保持警醒的态度，这就是差别。
However, some are able to control their own body and not jump in the water.
你看这些用手捧水的，他也很热啊，他也很渴啊。
And these people that drew up water with their hands, they are also very thirsty and tired.
而且这里讲说啊，他是用舌头舔水哦，用舌头这样像狗一样舔水啊。
And the Bible mentions that they drink water like a dog.
哦，舔水，这是喝水最不爽快的方法啦。
And this way of drinking water is the most not satisfying.
你看我们很热的时候啊，最好啊一杯冰饮料，一口气从头灌到尾，不是吗
？And so when we are hot, then it's nice to gulp down an entire cold drink.
啊，但是这也是最伤身体的方法哦。
But this is the way to harm our body.
啊，但是有时候我们就是 giving 嘛，就是随着我们的肉体的渴望，就这样满足自己的需要。
However, sometimes we use this method because it satisfies our body.
结果啊，一下子啊，满肚子都是水，晃晃荡荡的啊。
And then we feel that there's water jiggling in our stomach.
啊，但是你看哦，那个用手捧水的、慢慢舔的人哦，他们是压制了自己的肉体欲望。
And so those people that drew water from their hand to drink,
而且在
They are controlled.
而且是在最有节制的方式之下，慢慢的把水喝到身体里去。
And it is they drink in the most controlled way.
哦，所以这个是第二个要让我们学习的啊。
So this is the second thing we must learn from them.
啊，说啊，从一件喝水的事上就看出来了。
From the method of drinking water, we can see.
你有没有警醒
？Are we alert?
哦，你有没有克服自己的肉体上的欲望？
Are we able to control our own physical needs?
你能不能慢慢的、渐渐的达到你的目标
？Are we able to slowly reach our goal?
有时候啊，太着急了，哇，这样子急着冲来冲去、撞来撞去，结果啊，你付出很多的努力，教会被你弄得乱七八糟。
And sometimes we are too hurried in our own opinion, and the church is a mess.
哦，所以啊，光你看他这样慢慢舔水，就告诉我们今天在教会侍奉的精神。
And so from the way they drink water, slowly drink water, we can see their attitude when they serve.
我们台语讲说啊，假劲弄破碗哈，你吃饭吃太快，哇，拿起来赶快要吃，砰，碗就打破了，饭菜全部掉一地，都不用吃。
There's Taiwan is saying that if you're too hungry and you bring the bowl to try to eat too fast, you may break the bowl and you end up not eating.
信仰的道路，灵修的功夫，侍奉的态度也是一样啊。
And so this is the same mentality we need to watch out for when we are doing holy work.
我们要的是一步一步的扎根。
We must take it easy and step by step. We are deeply rooted.
而不是这种大起大落的不稳定啊。
It is not to be very unstable.
哇，今天很热心啊，明天就不来教会了，这都不正常啊。
It is not normal for us to be very fervent one day and the next day you do not even come to church anymore.
所以要慢慢的一点一点的喝水，一点一点的侍奉，累积的功夫啊。
So the slowly drinking water is us slowly building up our faith and our servitude.
啊，克服我们自己想要修傲。让人看见的那种心
and we must control this heart that we of wanting to show off
克服那种压制那个我们总是觉得自己最对自己最棒的那种野望
we must suppress the feeling that we are the best
哦，就是捧着水 慢慢喝。
It is to draw up the water with our hands and
slowly. 说这样子的人最后就会留在这场属灵的战场，这个属灵的战场上。
And if we are able to do so, then we will remain on the battlefield.
啊，并且借着神的帮助，能够创造战争史上的奇迹。
And with the help of the Lord, we are able to have a miracle on the battlefield.
啊，愿主耶稣用这300个人做你我的今天的一个提醒。
May the Lord use these 300 men as a reminder for us today.
啊，使我们每一个人都能够在神家侍奉。
That we may all serve in the house of the Lord.
不是只有侍奉。
Not just to serve.
而且要侍奉的美。
And to serve very beautifully.
侍奉的好。
And to do a good job.
更要侍奉的成功。
And to be successful in our servitude.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
67首。
Let us sing hymn 67.
最后一节
last verse.
一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.